What's up, everybody? Anton Crowley here, and welcome back to the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. So I am currently at my home office, and it is what I would consider a late night for me. It's currently 7:59 p.m. Eastern on Monday, October 30th. And for me to be on the computer, that definitely is a late night because I have two young kids and I don't really work much in the evenings, get my work done early in the morning. But for the past few days, from Friday through today, I have been working many hours, and most of that time has been with back-to-back calls. Now, these calls have been with members of my coaching program, Dropship Lifestyle, that specifically have reached out to be part of something new I am doing called the 100K Club. And not going to talk about it too much because I want to really share a message that keeps coming up on all these calls that I think I wish I would have known or heard when I first got started. So want to share it with you. But just so you know, the purpose of this new group we're launching, the 100K Club, it is a new channel on our Discord server for members of our program that have built businesses and done at least $100,000 in revenue. And for anybody that has done that, they can fill out a quick application, show us that they have done that. And then what we do is I get on a call. These calls are 30 minutes long. Again, I have just been doing them back to back to back, getting to connect on Zoom face to face with people from all around the world, most of which I have never met before. And what I've loved about this that I didn't expect is I've been getting to ask questions, right? So obviously on these calls, I want people to ask me questions so I can help them grow their stores from 100K and beyond, which by the way, many of them are well beyond that. But I've also been asking them some questions, meaning the people on the call. And I do hope that I can share some of these with you over time. Just in this next week or so, I'm going to have, I think, 30 of them, which is mind-blowing, and it's only going to go up from there. So in the future, I may be sharing some of these. If you want me to, definitely let me know so I can release them on this podcast feed. But one of the questions that I have been asking everybody, again, these are people that have done a minimum $100,000 in sales with their dropship lifestyle stores. Most of them have done over seven figures in sales. Many of them have done multiple millions in sales. And one of the questions that I've asked everybody is what it was like when they first got started with dropship lifestyle. A question I ask is, did they have any experience before? And I also ask if they remember their first sale. So basically what it looked like before and then what it looked like when that first sale came through. And the vast majority of people did not have any e-commerce experience. We have some people that were selling on eBay and doing the arbitrage model and wanted to build something more sustainable. That's when they got the dropship lifestyle. Some people that were dropshipping on Amazon, again, arbitrage, and then wanted something more sustainable, found dropship lifestyle. You probably see a pattern there. But most of the people I've spoken to so far did not have any experience with any type of e-commerce. They simply came into dropship lifestyle knowing they wanted to build something that can provide them a second stream of income or possibly replace their own. And the one thing, again, that I keep hearing over and over again that I want to share with you is how much blind faith went into people's journeys in the beginning. Again, mind you, these are people that have done a minimum $100,000 in sales. Almost everybody is miles above that. And almost every single person that I spoke to had the same story where they went through my program, the Dropship Blueprint that I have at dropshiplifestyle.com. They did everything they needed to do. They set up their ads and then they waited. And I've heard this exact term, blind faith, happen over and over because for many people, it seems like 1 week might go by and 2 weeks and 3 weeks. And then maybe finally that first sale will come in. And if you hear that now, right, if you just heard somebody, maybe they went through my program and 3 weeks went by and they finally got a sale, maybe you'd be thinking, oh yeah, good luck with that, right? Maybe you shouldn't even keep doing it. Maybe you should find something else, close it down. What's one sale going to do? And I get why people have that thought process. But what happens after that is really the magic. And because I'm meeting these people and speaking to them now at this point of their journey where they're so much more ahead, just hearing the magic that happens between that blind faith period and that first sale and what comes next is truly inspirational and just what I wanted to share with you. So again, if you want me to share some of their stories, do let me know and I would be happy to do so. But what I'm hearing a lot of is a few weeks go by, get that first sale. make it clear that things are real, that people trust the store. And then what happens within the next week or so is that second sale will come in. And then what will happen that next month or so, that next full 30 days, is things really start to take off. Now, I believe the reason things really take off is because this is the time that Google takes to learn, specifically because we run lots of Google ads, but this is the time it takes for Google to learn which of your products it should show in the algorithm, which keywords it should show for, how much it should spend per click, and that's when it can really start optimizing. But I've heard countless times over these past few days on all of these calls that after that first sale, again in the next week, maybe another, maybe in the next 2 weeks, a few more, and then it gets to a point where, whoa, okay, I'm getting a sale a day, now two sales a day and three sales a day. And listen, I'm just going to say, if you're listening to this and you don't think two or three sales a day is impressive, well, a lot of people I'm speaking to, again, they're building dropship lifestyle stores. Their average order value is thousands of dollars. So it adds up in a big way. And people go from literally having blind faith and letting ads run for a few weeks with some impressions and some clicks and no sales to within a month or two later, having businesses generating $50,000, $100,000, $150,000 in sales every month. And again, to talk to them now when they're at this point of their journey, after they've went through that lull, if you want to call it that, after they've went through that blind faith, I think hearing it from them now is so inspirational, because now in their journeys, this was in the past, and now they're at a point where this is their full-time gig, where they're making more money than they've made from their traditional 9-to-5, and just hearing that they all went through the same thing. For me, you know, it reaffirms in my head that people do need to get through that beginning phase, right? You need to have that blind faith. You can't give up too quick, because if you do, the results never come. Every single person I spoke to so far could have gave up after a week or two. They could have turned their ads off and thought, I'll try this again at another point. But because they had that blind faith, because they stuck with it, they were able to build something amazing. And of course, that is what I want for you. So if you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle already, of my coaching program, please stick with it. Ask questions when you get stuck. Don't give up. Don't quit too early, because results could be right around the corner. And of course, we're here to support you every step of the way. And if you're listening to this right now and you're not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle and my coaching program, the Dropship Blueprint, or you don't even know what it is, be sure to go to dropshipwebinar.com. I'll link that up in the description as well. You can get a free training from me there that goes into depth of what it is we do, the types of products we sell, how we pick them, how we find suppliers, how we get traffic, and a whole lot more. Again, you can get that for free at dropshipwebinar.com, and I'll link that up below for you also. So yeah, that's it, guys. You could probably tell, but my voice is gone because I've been talking more for these past few days than I typically do in a month, but I'm very happy to be doing so, and I'm very happy for these 100K calls to keep going throughout this week, and then, of course, over time. So that's it, guys. Again, I appreciate you. Stay motivated, stay hungry, keep working, because I'm telling you, if you're going through a lull, it doesn't mean give up. It means keep pushing forward, because that is the only way to get through it. That is the only way to build what it is you truly want and get the freedom you deserve. All right, guys, I'm going to go take a shower, drink some tea, and go to sleep. Call it an early night. But thank you. I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you in the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.